Blog Talk Radio.
We reserve the right to not disclose personal and private information, and the views and opinion expressed on Live, Laugh, and Learn radio show with Mir are those of the author and do not necessarily reflect the official policies and position of our organization. Any content provided by our authors are of their own opinion and not intended to malign any religion, ethnic group, organization, or individual. Hello, hello, everyone. Happy Tuesday. Welcome to another episode on Live, Laugh, and Learn radio show with yours truly, Mary. So it is an honor to come to you all today. Before I begin, I open up in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we just come to you just say thank you. Thank you for your angels of protection that watch over us each and every day. Thank you for your love. Thank you for the growth that is on the inside of us. Thank you for giving us the ability to be your messenger, Father God. Help me to release what you want me to release, regardless of what it may be said, Father God. Help us to receive it and help us to act on it and to know that at the end of the day, you want us to get revelation, knowledge, and truth. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, you guys. So today's episode, we are going to tackle a tough topic, which is ending generational curses and cycles. I would say over maybe 6 to 7 years ago, if you would have asked me, I would say, no, I don't believe in it. But hey, let me tell you, it is real. And this is something God wants to open our eyes to so that we can be more aware of what the enemy is trying to do in our family line, as far as our household, as well as your children's family line, if you are not, if your child off father or mother is not of someone that you are married to, you know. So I just want you to just sit back, take notes, and just thank God for revelation, knowledge, and truth. You know, at some point, we have to break the cycle. We have to break the curse. And that generational curse can happen over generations. And, you know, before you know it, you could be operating in a generational curse. And you're like, oh, wow, I didn't see it that way. That's why God wants us to take a step back and observe and reflect. You know, I'm learning a lot of things, you know, even as I'm maturing in my faith, but also as a wife, you know, we have to be very observant of our surroundings. And if we pay close attention and take a moment to enjoy the journey, but be keen in the spirit, God will show us some things that not the average person in the natural can see. Okay? So there are a lot of things that has been shown regarding this matter. And the only thing I urge you to do is, like I said, sit back, reflect, and observe those in your family line and your offspring's line, even your children, family line, whoever they are interacting with, as well as your family line. You have to just sit back and reflect. Everything is not always a party for you to just get up and go. Things are designed to get your attention, but also know that in the midst of when things are trying to get your attention, God is moving and God is trying to show you some things. And some of the things that God shows you may be alarming. You're like, hold on, God, like, this is too much. I can't deal with this. But let's just say, you know, the word says that God don't give you more than you can handle. And I believe that is true. You know, God will send the help that you need if you're not able to get through it yourself, okay? So there may be repeated lifestyle behaviors in every generation. Now, you may not be paying close attention to which may play a vital role in your life and your children's life. You know, if you just sit back and you just look at every generation, what would you say, what repeated lifestyle behavior do you see in every generation? You know, even if it's not every generation, sometimes a generational curse don't come to every generation. It may skip a generation, but it goes to the next one. So you just have to be very aware of the lifestyle behavior that you are seeing, because it is vital. That's why God said in everything, get wisdom and understanding. And when you get wisdom and understanding, you're able to be a step ahead of what the enemy is trying to do. You see, breaking generational curses will help those in your family line, especially those under you, the children, okay? Because I wasn't where God wanted me to be years ago. I couldn't combat against the curse before I knew it was already lived, you know? And when I talk about that, I'm talking about different things that God showed me, which I would share with you, that God showed me that is in my family line. And I'm like, hold on, like, why am I keep getting the same result here? And I sit back and it's like, okay, well, when you are a product of, you know, your children were had out of wedlock. You was created out of wedlock. And unfortunately at that time, I think my parents was not married at that time. You know, and I do remember years ago talking about it. And back in the old days, it was like, okay, you're married, but, you know, just, I would say at that point, I'm trying to clean it up a little bit, but I would just say my dad was married when he met my mom. And it was more so, I would say that he was more so a little pushy towards my mom, you know, if I would ask my mom the story. And, you know, at that time he was married and he had children, you know, so I'm a product of my mom, you know, she wasn't married when she had me, you know, I wasn't married when I had my children. So we just have to just sit back and say, okay, well, my dad was married and he was trying to talk to you and this, you know, it was just a lot of stuff going on back then, but they did not have the revelation, knowledge, and truth. And these are some things, like I said, generational curse, where you're like, okay, it's happening all around. And it's like, the spirit is just flowing like, okay, it's okay. No, it's not okay. Somebody at some point has to break that cycle and say, hey, no, the buck stopped here. No, we're not going to do this. What my father did, he did not have revelation, knowledge, and truth. And my mom may not have that revelation, knowledge, and truth. And I'm not going to operate in that spirit. And my children are not going to operate in that spirit. You know, so today, I said the buck stops here. It's like I rebuke the power, the root, and the stronghold so that no one else will have to operate in the curse caused by my family line. You know, even though it could say, okay, well, it may not be caused by your family line. It could have been caused by your children's other family line. And these are some things that if we don't get a grip on it, you're like, okay, well, you know, sometimes they'd be like, okay, well, God allow this, God allow that. You have to understand that the enemy is in this world and sin is running rapid from when Eve and Adam was in the garden, okay? So sin is running rapid. We have to be in the supernatural and we have to observe so that we can pick up on these things, to call things to be as though they not, okay? We have to cast down these things, you know? And I was reading over in the scripture, and it tells us over in, what is the scripture? It tells us over in Ephesians 6:12, and I'm going to read the New Living, I think it was the New Living Translation, yeah, New Living Version, and it says, our fight is not with people. It's against the leaders and the powers and the spirit of darkness in this world. It is against the demon world that works in the heaven. We have to understand that there are a lot of things that is going on that, you know, we try to fight against people and like, no, it's because they did this or they said this. No, it's, you have to understand it's a spirit behind everything. And once you know it's a spirit behind everything, you're able to go against that spirit and say, okay, you know what? I'm not going to take offense to what I see in this person. It's that spirit, and I'm going to cast it down, and I'm going to rebuke it, and I'm going to go against it in the name of Jesus. With his stripes, we are healed. With his stripes, I am restored. With his stripes, all my family will be saved. With his stripes, I don't see that. With his stripes, I'm no longer going to operate in sin. You know, we have to be that one to say, no, I'm not going to do this. You know, and I just say, you know, not being able to know what your generational curse is. I'm not going to say you, but someone in your family line may be operating in that generational curse of psyche. And you're like, okay, this could range from manipulation, fornication, homosexuality, deception, substance abuse, and more. The list goes on, you know, and I can see that these are things that could be running rapid, you know, in many different family lines. You know, for my family line, it was definitely one of them was fornication, you know. I could say a touch of homosexuality. Children, offsprings could have been manipulation, deception. It could be a lot of different things that could be a generational curse that's passed on from generation because no one taking the time to sit back, observe, and say, okay, everything is not all about get up and go and to party. It's for me. God is showing me this for a reason. Someone under me is counting on me. And those operating in the curse can be set free. But somebody has to do the due diligence and say, I have dominion and authority. I was created in God's image and after his likeness. And I could take authority over this in the name of Jesus, you know. And God give us all free will. You know, he's not going to go against our will and what we want to do. But I want you to be more aware of these things that could be circulating when it comes down to our family line and also our children family line, because it is definitely serious and we need to just be a step ahead of what the enemy is trying to do in your household. Don't leave room for the enemy to come against your family and your offspring's life. You know, if you see that this is happening, this is your opportunity to take authority. I'm going to read this from, this is an excerpt from Disciplines of a Godly Family by Kent and Barbara Hughes. It says, Establishing a Heritage, Discipline of Establishing a Heritage. It says, a vital element for building a family is installing a healthy sense of heritage and appreciation of family root, both earthly and spiritual. Yet it is increasingly common in our world for our children to have no sense of regard for family history. Too many feel that they have come from nothing and are bound for nothing. And this goes for Christians. This goes for Christians too. Family heritage is a subject of neglect that is in need of rehabilitation. You know, it's one of the disciplines of a godly family. Psalms 124:7 says, they compare children to arrows. Parents are like archers, launching their children into the future, aiming towards a distant target. Some parents take clear aim and their arrows are well directed towards their future mark. But other children's errors are fired from undisciplined bow by parents who are, at best, oblivious about where they came from and unsure of their aim. So, you know, I want you to understand that it says one essential element in giving direction to one's children is heritage. Understand where we came from and even more having some appreciation for it will help us supply healthy direction. Our heritage are flawed, of course, some far more than others, okay? So when we talk about ending generational curses and cycles, these are things that we have to be vigilant in. It's something that is deep, you know, something that I just feel, you know, I'm just so passionate about it because, you know, just looking at, like I said, my family line, even my offsprings, and some of the generational curses that exist and is operating in, you know, we have to get a grip on it, you know. And my parents could only teach me what they know. And if they don't know anything, they can't teach me, you know. So my job is to educate my children on what my parents wasn't able to educate them on. And it could be, okay, it could be, like I said, it could be fornication, manipulation, homosexuality, deception, substance abuse. You have so many, you know, you can look at your family line and say, okay, so I see some of these characteristics, or I can say that someone may be suffering from substance abuse. And if you think about it, it's like, well, you know, Uncle so-and-so suffered from that. Or Auntie so-and-so displayed these things. So we just have to, it's very important and very vital for us to make better decisions and leave a legacy. You know, your legacy is what will remain when you go on to be with the Lord. Do you want, is so many of our ancestors that is in the grave that took what they knew to the grave, okay? Our job is to take what we know to help the next generation so the next generation can learn something new from what we gave them so that those under them can be set free and live a lifestyle in God's order where they don't have to suffer and wrestle against these spirits, you know, and fighting against one another like, okay, well, I'm going to fight against you because this is what I see, or because you're drinking too much, or because you're operating in deception, or what have you. God wants us to love everyone, you know, and we have to love. Love covers a multitude of sin. It covers that generational curse that you may see displaying in your child or displaying in a family member. It's like, well, I don't like this generational curse. Well, your job is to love them, and your job is to educate those under you so that this generational cycle and curse can be broken in the name of Jesus. You know, I just wish you all the best, and I just thank God for giving me the ability to be more aware of what is happening in the natural realm, but also the supernatural realm. It's never in the supernatural. It's never what you see, okay? It's always what you don't see. So what you see in the name of Jesus, if it's against what you want to see, call those things to be, okay? I leave you with this, that the legacy you leave is not based on what you have. It's based on the impact and those lives you change to give God glory at the end of the day. So at the end of each day, if you just sit back and reflect on your legacy, what are you doing to leave that legacy for those under you, even for the world? When you go on to be with the Lord, what are you leaving behind? Are you going to leave behind uneducated individuals? Are you going to leave behind wealth? Wealth is not always monetary. Wealth is about knowledge that you know so that you can help someone else. Until next time, this is Live, Laugh, and Learn radio show with yours truly. I encourage you all to make sure that you live on purpose. Live the life that God has created you to be. I know that each and every one of us is like, oh, well, you know, I want to do this, I want to do that. But at the end of the day, nothing you want to do, if it's not for the kingdom of God, it's going to amount to nothing. You know, I remember, I'm going to paraphrase, I remember You know, the saying said, only what you do for God will last. Everything that you do on this earth will be tried in the fire. And at the end of the day, if nothing remains, well, you just know that what you've done won't right. It wasn't, you know, to give God glory. It wasn't to impact those lives that God had given you. So just think about that. Until next time, be blessed.
For more information about my mom or booking, please visit motivationalmary.com.